Yeah.
This is a tune about a gentleman that has his own ideas about his own funeral. It's kind of a humorous song. I'd like to dedicate this song to the Dow Chemical Company, who makes the Glad Bags. This song is called Send Me to Glory in a Glad Bag. I didn't write it. People tell me I ought to save my money so that I can be laid away in style, in a fancy box with all the fancy trimmings, vacuum sealed to keep me fresh a while. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag. Don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. And buy yourself a case or two of Pabst. Let the empties be my immortal tombstone. Engrave them with this epitaph. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag. Well, don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. If I should die before the eve of Christmas, or just put my baggie by the Christmas tree, when the children, they open all their goodies, well, their big surprise would be the death of me. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. But maybe I am not bound for glory, but to that other place I would not choose. And if it seems that I'm headed in hell's direction, then an oven bag would be the thing to use. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste no fancy coffin on my bone. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag. Don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones, on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, still on Hank Williams tune now. I think everybody will like this one. It's one of the faster tunes he wrote. It's an old tune called Jambalaya. Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my. Me gotta go, pull the Piro down the pipe. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me oh my. Jump the gun, we'll have big fun on the bike.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight, I'm for a sea run, cheddar meal. Big guitar, big fruit jar, and big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bike.
Bend on the fountain on the place of fun. People come see fun by the gun. Dress in style to go hog wild me, oh my. Son of a gun, we have big fun on the bar.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my cheddar meal. Big guitar, big fruit jar, and a big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
All right, bud.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle and me, oh. Big guitar, big fruit jar, and big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Called into the microphone. I'll do one better than that. Y'all heard the one about the guy that jumped out of the plane with a parachute? He pulled a ripcord and nothing happened. Boy, he's going down at a higher rate of speed. And he looks down and he sees this other guy coming up. As fast as he's going down, this other guy's coming up. And he hollers down at that guy and says, "Hey, you know anything about parachutes?" The other guy says, "No. You know anything about Coleman stoves?" Okay, one more joke. I only do two, so I'll go ahead and get them out of the way, okay? This guy, he died. He got up there to the pearly gates going into heaven, and St. Peter looked at him. He said, "Well, come out there with his clipboard." He said, "We got to update your file, you know, before you can get in." He said, "You got to tell me every bad thing you've ever done." The guy said, "Okay." He said, "Well, right after I first got married, me and my wife had some trouble, and I ran around on her a little bit." St. Peter said, "Yeah, that's down here. You've been forgiven for that. What else?" Guy said, "Well, got in a little scrape one time in a Belita game, and I had to cut a fella pretty bad." Looked down there, he said, "Yeah, you've been forgiven for that, too. That's okay. What else?" He said, "Well, said this state trooper pulled me over one time, told me to get out and spread them, and said it just made me mad. I got out and kicked sand all over his boots and slapped his glasses off and commenced to beating up on him pretty bad." St. Peter said, "I don't see that down here." He said, "How long ago did that happen?" Guy said, "Well, been about 2 minutes now." One more. Okay, one more. Yeah, I'm driving. This is about Buzz and Mark, okay? This is Buzz Butler and Mark Wilson, bass player, and they decided last summer that while we had a little layoff, they were going to get rich selling watermelons. You know, Florida's a good place to sell watermelons. So they decided they'd get rich by selling watermelons, so they got them a truck, you know, and they went out to this guy's field, and they said, how much will you sell us those watermelons for? The guy said, I'll sell them to you for $1 a piece. They said, that sounds pretty good. So they bought a whole truckload of watermelons, went back up there to their stand in town and sold them for $1 a piece. And went back out there the next morning, bought another load for $1 a piece, took them up there and sold them all for $1 a piece. And the third morning, when they were going out there to get watermelons, Mark looked over at Buzz. He said, look, we working hard and everything we supposed to be doing, but we ain't making no money at this. Buzz said, yeah, Mark, we got to get us a bigger truck. Let's do an old tune called The Gambler, okay? Oh, man. How you like it so far? On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. To boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a lifetime out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, boy, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette, asked me for a light. Then the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, fainted off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You gotta know when to hold, know when to follow, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It ain't gonna rain, don't worry about it. That's just a rumor.
It will if you tell him another joke.
It's do an old tune called Blue Ridge Mountain Home. Okay? There's a well-beaten path on its own opposite side, where I wandered when I was a lad. And I wandered along to a place I call home, in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Well, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountains, far away from my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Now my thoughts wander back to the ramshackle shack in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. My mother and dad were laid there to rest. They are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountains, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Had to get Buzz's part in there. I returned to that old cabin home with a sigh. I belong for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountains, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. You want to do Harlem Nocturne?
Yeah.
Just do a little bit more hoedown fiddling while we're at it right here. Waiting for Buzz to get that new wire on there. An old tune called Ragtime Annie. Okay, do an old western tune for you now. I think everybody's heard this one before. It's an old tune called Tumble and Tumbleweed.
See them tumbling down, pledging our love to the ground. Lonely but but free I'll be found. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone,
when night is gone,
that a new
world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
That a new
world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Drifting along with the tumbling
tumbleweed. Okay. Gonna do a little jazz tune for you now, okay? Don't think I'll get to our boogie. Thank you. right. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed it this afternoon. We're going to do a couple more tunes that we put together and leave it with you until about 6:15 when we'll be back to close it out. Let me introduce everybody to you right quick. A lot of people don't understand who we are. I don't guess. They don't want to. On my left is my father, Claudia Johns, on guitar. To my rear back here, from Satellite Beach on the bass, Mark Wilson. You've already met Buzz Butler on the dobro here. And to my immediate left, a very fine fiddle player from Jacksonville, Buddy Harvey.
This is Skip John that's playing the upside down banjo picker.
That didn't come off very well, buddy.